This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. The Israeli military said it would do everything to defend Israel as Iran launched a first direct military attack against Israel on Saturday, sending drones and ballistic missiles toward Israel. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn has the details.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says Israel is prepared and has been on heightened alert since last week when Iran threatened retaliation for an Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed two leading Iranian generals. Israel is closing its airspace to flights and has canceled school and large public gatherings. President Biden has flown to the White House to be in contact with top security officials. A White House statement says the U.S. will support Israel's defense against the airborne attack from Iran. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iran warned Israel and the United States on Sunday of a much larger response if there's any retaliation for its mass drone and missile attack on Israel territory, on Israeli territory overnight. As Israel said, the campaign is not over yet. The threat of open warfare erupting between the arch Middle East foes and dragging in the United States has put the region on edge. As Washington said, America did not see conflict with Iran but would not hesitate to protect its forces and Israel. Iran launched the attack over a suspected Israeli strike on its consulate in Syria on April 1st that killed top Revolutionary Guards commanders and followed months of clashes between Israel and Iran's regional allies, triggered by the war in Gaza. However, the attack from hundreds of missiles and drones, mostly launched from inside Iran, caused only modest damage in Israel, as most were shot down with the help of the U.S., Britain, and Jordan. This is VOA News. Former President Donald Trump held a rally in northeast Pennsylvania, an area President Joe Biden considers home turf. Trump's rally on Saturday at the Schnecksville Fire Hall in Lehigh County is his last one before his criminal hush money trial begins Monday in New York. Trump challenged President Joe Biden to a debate, pointing to a podium next to him with a banner reading, "Anytime, anywhere, anyplace."
We have to debate because our country is going in the wrong direction so badly. And while it's a little bit typically early, we have to debate. We have to explain to the American people what the hell is going on. Because they're looking at the border and they're looking at inflation and they're looking at the economy, which is terrible. They're looking at every single aspect of our country.
This is Trump's third visit this year to the swing state that could decide who wins this year's presidential race. Gambia's former vice president has condemned as unwelcome a plan by a lawmaker to reverse a 2015 ban on female genital mutilation, or FGM, in the West African nation. Izato Touré is also head of Gambia's Committee on Traditional Practices Affecting the Health of Women and Children, also known as GAMCOTRAP. The organization campaigns against female genital mutilation and promotes women's empowerment through education.
Alma, Honorable Diva trying to overturn the law that protects the rights of women and girls is unwelcomed by many people in the Gambia. But the fact that a lot of work has been done and a lot of sensitization was done and people agreed to protect the girl child, having known the effects of FGM on the sexual and reproductive health rights of women and girls. So repealing that law means repealing all the rights that women have regarding their sexual and reproductive health.
That's Gambia's former Vice President, Izato Touré. Faith Ringgold, an award-winning author and artist who broke down barriers for black female artists and became famous for her richly colored and detailed quilts combining paintings, textiles, and storytelling, has died. She was 93. The artist's assistant, Grace Matthews, told the Associated Press that Ringgold died Friday night at her home in Eaglewood, New Jersey. Matthews said Ringgold had been in failing health. Ringgold's highly personal works of art can be found in private and public collections around the country and beyond, from the Smithsonian's National Museum of American Art to New York's Museum of Art and Atlanta's High Museum of Fine Art. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.